Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today, we're going to start by talking about different kinds of animals. Well, we're actually going to be talking about one specific kind of animal.
Yeah?
You know, we share the earth with these other beasts of burden, these creatures, God's creatures and things like that. So, of course, we owe them a little bit of time on our program to talk about them and introduce them to you. And today, we're going to talk about sheep.
I don't really know too much about sheep other than they produce wool that we use for our clothes, and that's pretty wonderful. And they make that kind of weird sound, at least in English. I don't know if the sound's a little different in Chinese. Some of your animals make different sounds in your language than our language, like the duck is quack, quack in our language, but in Chinese it's...
I think it's gua, 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 or something like that.
Or something. Yeah, it's kind of fun.
You can debate which ones are, you know, which ones sound closer to the actual...
I think some of the ones in, you know, at least Chinese sound closer, and some of ours sound closer. Our dog, I think our dog sounds...
Woof, woof, or bark, bark.
Ruff, ruff.
Indeed, rough, rough. Yeah, things are very
rough. But today's sheep, yeah. Sheep, guys, is a non-count noun, so don't ever say sheeps.
No.
You'll hear little kids say it, but they're just learning the language. So just so you know, sheep is for one sheep and for two sheep.
And before we begin reading our lesson, I would like to point out that the Chinese word yang is used to talk about sheep, but it's also used to talk about goats.
Huh.
So sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between goat and a sheep. The goat is a shanyang, and sheep is mianyang. So sheep are the ones that got the wool that you can cut off and make into sweaters. Although I believe you can do that with goats, too.
Yeah, but goats are mean. Remember that, Tom. They're not very nice.
And they're, of course, there are fun videos of goats screaming like human beings on YouTube, so check it out. I don't think a sheep talk like that, but
no.
In any case, let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson one time. Sheep aren't generally considered intelligent animals. We liken people to sheep if we consider them passive and easily led. Meanwhile, we say someone looks or feels sheepish if they're embarrassed due to shame or a lack of self-confidence. However, scientific studies show that sheep are smarter than we might think and are capable of forming long-term friendships. On the other hand, they can be destructive to the environment. Here are some facts to ruminate on. For starters, sheep are perceptive. One study showed that sheep can recognize the faces of at least 50 other sheep and that they retain these memories for more than 2 years. The study also found that they can recognize familiar human faces and differentiate between a smile and a frown, showing a preference for the former. Another research project demonstrated that sheep can navigate their way out of a maze. This second study also revealed another interesting fact. The sheep got through the maze quicker when they could see sheep they knew at the other end. This reinforces the idea that sheep can form intensely loyal friendships, something long known by farmers. Rams in these relationships support one another whenever they fight, helping their weaker buddies to overcome powerful attackers. Nonetheless, while they may look like cute, fluffy clouds, sheep can actually have a devastating effect on the environment. When they graze, they bite the grass off close to the ground, meaning animals that eat taller grasses lose their food source. In Kenya, this has resulted in a massive reduction of the wild buffalo population. Furthermore, forests are also being cut down to make room for sheep farms, which has a ripple effect on the planet. It seems that sheep are neither quite as dumb nor quite as harmless as many people think. Okay, everybody, it's time for us to discuss today's lesson, let's take a look at this title here, Sheep Facts You Won't Believe. Now, notice here, the word you is spelled E-W-E, not Y-O-U. You is ni, you know, anata, you know, you. But in any case here, this refers to female sheep, so we say you, and that's kind of a joke here, Sheep Facts You Won't Believe. So you, E-W-E, refers to a female sheep, and just in case you wanted to know, ram refers to the male version of a sheep.
Yeah, sometimes we call words like this play on words. It's kind of cute because it's the same sound as another word, but it's completely different. So you, again, like Tom said, is a female sheep. Ram is a male sheep. You can just call all of them sheep, to be honest. Now, let's go ahead and get started learning some facts you won't believe about these animals. They aren't generally considered intelligent animals. If you're intelligent, you're quite smart. Hopefully all of us are intelligent. We want to be intelligent. Intelligent is an adjective. The noun is intelligence. You have a lot of intelligence, or hopefully you do. We usually think of sheep as being kind of dumb because people consider them animals that are easily led astray. Sheep are used in the Bible to symbolize people who get lost easily and they need a shepherd to bring them home. When I was growing up, my dad and mom would say, "Don't be a sheep, be a leader." We never were to follow other kids. We were leaders. And I thought that was interesting that they would use that to help us, you know, make good choices. So if you're a sheep, supposedly you follow people without using your brain too much. You just do what other people do.
Yep, all those people in the company are a bunch of sheep. They just do what the boss says all the time. They never protest. They always work overtime and never ask for extra pay. They're just a bunch of sheep. But in any case, let's go on and take a look at the next sentence here. It says, we liken people to sheep if we consider them passive and easily led. Mm-hmm. So in this sentence, we've got the phrase liken someone or something to something else. That means we say that A is like B.
Mm-hmm. But all you have to do is take that word like and add an N, and it becomes a verb. You can liken something to something else or someone to something else. Here we're likening people to sheep if we consider them passive. If you're passive, you just kind of hold back. You know, you're not a very assertive person. That's the opposite. Aggressive has this idea of being a little bit hostile, a little bit mean. Use assertive rather than aggressive to describe yourself, please, guys. Don't use aggressive. It's not always a positive word. But if you're passive, you just accept, you know, whatever happens in your life. You allow other people to make your decisions. None of us want to be passive. But if you are kind of like a sheep, someone's saying, you know, you're just a sheep, they're saying it's easy to make decisions for you. You just kind of follow other people around. You're easily led. Meanwhile, we say someone looks or feels sheepish if they're embarrassed due to shame or a lack of self-confidence. If someone looks sheepish, I usually picture them kind of looking down at the ground and kind of blushing. You know, their face turns red. They're a little embarrassed. If you're embarrassed, you probably have done something that you wish other people had not seen you do or heard you do or something like that. You kind of feel self-conscious, awkward. You don't want other people looking at you. One of the embarrassing things for me, at least outside, is when I trip and fall. Mm. I've done that several times. It's very embarrassing.
Well, you better watch out where you're going. Falls can actually bring about serious injuries, so be careful there. But yes, if you fall, you'll feel embarrassed.
Yeah.
Or if you, you know, burp in public or something, or you fart in public, that can be very embarrassing, or you will feel embarrassed. So if you feel embarrassed, we can describe you as being sheepish, and you might lack self-confidence. Self-confidence just means you believe in yourself, you think you can do a lot of things, you don't feel that you're inferior to other people. Now, however, it goes on to say, scientific studies show that sheep are smarter than we might think and are capable of forming long-term friendships. So we use the word however here to kind of introduce something that's the opposite of what we've just been saying. So we've been saying some kind of negative things about sheep, but however, we've got some scientific studies. Some scientists went to farms and stuff and observed sheep and put cameras ears on them and stuff like that. And they discovered, wow, sheep are pretty smart. They're smarter than we give them credit for. They're smarter than we might think. And they can also form long-term friendships. Long-term here is the opposite of short-term. You might have short-term friendships in school, for example. You meet someone in class and you're friends for maybe 2 or 3 years. And then after you graduate, you never see them again.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a short-term friendship. But hey, if you meet someone when you're in kindergarten and you stay together with that friend for life and you're buddies all the way until you die, then that is a long-term friendship. It doesn't have to be that long, but maybe 10, 20 years, that's a long-term friendship.
Those are some positive aspects of sheep. On the other hand, we're going to show you the contrast, the less positive or negative things about sheep. They can be destructive to the environment. So that's not good. They hurt the environment. Here are some facts to ruminate on. This is really kind of a clever sentence or a lead in to the next paragraph. To ruminate on something means to think deeply, but it can also mean when an animal chews its cud. Some animals like cows and sheep, they'll eat something, it goes down in their stomach, then it comes back up again, and they're in essence re-chewing the food that had already gone down once. It's kind of gross. Pigs do it as well. That's called ruminating. If you're going to ruminate on facts, it just means to think about them a little more deeply. So here we go. For starters, sheep are perceptive. Wow, who would have noted that? Not me. For starters, we're going to tell you several things. This is the first thing we're telling you. If you're perceptive, you kind of are sensitive. You have insight into things. People don't always have to tell you what's going on. You can read the situation for yourself. Sheep are perceptive. How are they perceptive? Well, one study showed that sheep can recognize the faces of at least 50 other sheep. I have to say that's pretty amazing because they all look very similar to me. And not only can they recognize the faces, they can retain those memories for more than 2 years. So for 2 years, maybe they don't run into that same sheep with that little face that they liked, but 2 years later, they can still recognize that face.
Interesting. And I wonder how the scientists know this. Sheep don't go, hey, John, long time no see. Hey, Lisa. Hey, how have you been in the barnyard there? You know, I haven't seen you a long time there at the trough.
I don't know. We don't know. Maybe they're communicating with their
Yeah, scientists have a way of doing these things. But in any case, I think we should take a break right now and turn things over to our beloved Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们来看一下今天第一个空格的句子写着 However, scientific studies show that sheep are smarter than we might think and are blank one forming long-term friendships. 在这里提到呢，科学的研究展现出来呢，事实上比我们想象的这些绵羊有可能是更聪明，而且怎么样呢，来形成长期的友谊。第一题的 A 选项 responsible 负责任 ，B abundant in 充足 ，C immune to 对什么免疫。D, capable of, 能够怎么样？这些绵羊事实上很聪明，而且还能够呢，建立长期的友谊。第一题搭配文意，我们选择 D 选项 capable of。第二个空格的句子则写着 One study showed that sheep can recognize the faces of at least 50 other sheep, and that they blank to these memories for more than 2 years. 有一项研究显示出来，绵羊可以记住至少50只其他绵羊的面孔，而且能够怎么样这些记忆超过两年。第二题 A 选项 involve 牵涉 B insult 羞辱 C retain 保留 D rescue拯救，不仅能够记住这些不同的面孔，而且还可以保留这样的记忆呢，超过两年以上。所以第二题搭配文意，我们就选择 C 选项 retain。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Let us now continue with our lesson. So we're finding out some fascinating facts about sheep. We're talking about the fact that they are perceptive. They can recognize the faces of other sheep, and they can remember those faces for at least 2 years. And the study here that some scientists conducted also found that they can recognize familiar human faces and differentiate between a smile and a frown, showing a preference for the former. That's not surprising. Even animals like to see smiles.
Yeah.
So, yes, they can recognize familiar human faces. So not only can they recognize sheep faces, they can also recognize human faces, and they can differentiate between a smile and a frown. Now, differentiate here just means to tell the difference between something, to be able to tell what one thing is and what another thing is. They can tell the difference between these things. A smile, that's an expression on your face that shows that you're happy. And a frown is an expression on your face that shows you're angry or that you're sad. Be careful. A smile is the expression and not the sound. If it's the sound, that's a laugh, okay? Just the expression on your face with no sound is a smile.
Yeah. A smile doesn't necessarily show your teeth. A grin does, though. If you grin, that's a big smile with teeth showing.
Like monkeys do.
Yeah. So remember, that's really important. You can use this verb to differentiate between two things, or you can just use the longer form to tell the difference between two things. Differentiate is a great verb, though. You can try using that in your writing. If you show a preference for something, it means you have a choice and you kind of lean towards one of those choices. You prefer it. You like it better than something else. So they like most things on this planet, like people who are smiling instead of frowning. If you frown, you're using those muscles around your eyebrows. You're showing somebody that you're not very pleased about something. So I'm not surprised that they prefer a smile. Now, another research project, I can't believe we're spending money researching sheep, but here we go. It demonstrated that sheep can navigate their way out of a maze. Now, that's not easy. A maze is that network of paths and kind of really high bushes, we call them hedges, where they go in different directions and you can either go left or right. People get lost in those things for hours. I think they have a lot of them back where you grew up, Tom, in the middle of the United States, those mazes.
Well, I don't know of anywhere near where I live, but I know there's one here in Taipei near the airport there.
Oh,
it's made
really?
Out of bushes.
Oh.
A maze is basically mi gong in Chinese. So if you put a sheep in the middle of a maze, they can figure out how to get out of that maze. So here we've got the word navigate. That just means you plot your course.
Yeah.
You find your route from point A to point B. If you want to sail across the ocean blue, then you want to navigate from, say, Tokyo to San Francisco. Find a way to get there. Okay, so they navigate their way out of a maze. This second study also revealed or also showed us another interesting fact. The sheep got through the maze quicker when they could see sheep they knew at the other end. Hey, they know somebody there that they've met before. Hey, we met at a party last year. It was great. We had a great conversation. We became lifelong buddies. And so I'm going to hurry out of this maze so I can continue to have a chat with you.
Yeah. Now, this reinforces the idea that sheep can form intensely loyal friendships. Something long known by farmers. Farmers are around sheep all the time, so they've probably understood these characteristics even long before the study was done. If you reinforce something, guys, you make it stronger, you strengthen it. Your boss may have some rules, and to reinforce those rules, he may remind you of them each day. So reinforce the idea just makes it stronger. Sheep can form intensely loyal. If something's intense, guys, it talks about the degree of something. It's very strong. If the sun is very intense, I tend to not go outside because I don't want to get a sunburn. So these sheep really form attachments that can last a long time. Rams, remember, those are the male sheep. In these relationships, support one another whenever they fight. If you've seen rams fight, they have horns and they get very vicious, very scary, actually.
They bash into each other.
They'll help each other, though. If one of their friends fighting somebody else, they'll step in. They help their weaker buddies, your buddies, your friend, to overcome or successfully fight a powerful attacker. That's kind of nice that they help the weaker sheep.
Sounds nice, but then that powerful attacker might have a buddy too.
Yeah, true.
So then you'll have a big ram brawl on your hands.
Scary.
So watch out there. But in any case, that's just indicative of the loyal friendships that rams have. People like dogs because they're loyal. And,
true.
Of course, rams and sheep are loyal as well to each other. Now, nonetheless, still, even though these facts are true, or they may look like cute and fluffy clouds. Yeah, I guess they do, sort of.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sheep can actually have a devastating effect on the environment. So here, devastating describes a situation in which there's a lot of destruction or damage to something or some place. So yes, indeed, it can be devastating. For example, when Daniel's wife told him that she wanted a divorce, he was devastated. That's different. That's describing the feeling. I was devastated when I heard the news, or I could say the news was devastating.
Yeah, it has a very destructive effect, you could also say. Why? Well, when they graze, graze is the word we use to talk about farm animals that eat in large fields like cattle, cow, pigs. Do pigs graze? I don't know if pigs graze.
They might.
Sheep
never
graze,
grew up on a farm. But...
horses graze, right? Mm. So they stand up and they're just, you know, they put their heads down and eat the grass that they find. Well, when sheep graze, they bite the grass off so close to the ground, it's like being mowed very close to the ground. That makes it hard for animals that eat taller grass to get something to eat. So they lose their food source. So in Kenya, this has resulted in a massive reduction of the wild buffalo population. Yeah, buffalo aren't located everywhere. Wild buffalo are pretty amazing to see. I have seen a wild buffalo. But they need taller grass. So if sheep get there in front of them, those buffalo will starve, which is very sad.
Yeah, it's kind of a cattle-like creature here, wild buffalo. I don't know if they're similar to the North American buffalo or the bison, but it's still very similar. And yes, indeed, the buffalo in Kenya have suffered from reduced numbers because, hey, they don't have enough of that grass to eat.
Yeah.
Grass is here is being treated as a countable noun because I guess we're talking about different kinds of grass. So furthermore, we're going on to say, in addition, forests are also being cut down to make room for sheep farms, which has a ripple effect on the planet. You know, when you throw a stone into a pond, you get ripples, those little circles of waves coming out from where the rock hit the water. Those are called ripples. And if you talk about a ripple effect, that means the waves kind of go out and affect other places away from the point of impact.
Yeah, so it can affect a lot more things. Once you lose the wild buffalo, you're probably going to have an increase in some sort of animal that the wild buffalo would hunt and prey upon, so they could cause a problem. Yeah, ripple effect on the planet. So that's kind of tough. So forests are also being cut down to make room for those sheep farms. So this has affected lots of other things in that environment. They all kind of connected. We're all linked. So it seems that sheep are neither quite as dumb nor quite as harmless as many people think. If you use neither, you have to use nor. If you use either, then you use or. Just memorize that. You don't see neither nor quite as much. It seems a little bit more formal. But try using that to kind of spice up your writing, get a little bit more flavor in your sentences.
Okay, so that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. Here's to sheep. And now it's time to listen to our Chinese teacher.
接着第三个空格的句子写着 Another research project, blank 3, that sheep can navigate their way out of a maze. 还有另外一项研究呢，则是怎么样绵羊呢可以自己走出迷宫。我们来看一下第三题 A. Minimized, 极小化 B. Regulated, 管理控制 C. Interfered,干涉 D. Demonstrated 证明显示另外一项的研究计划则证明并且显示呢这些绵羊他们会自己导航走出迷宫所以搭配文意第三题就选择 D. Demonstrated 第四个空格的句子写着 This reinforces the idea that sheep can form intensely blank four friendships, something long known by farmers. 而这呢，则是强化了这样子的一个想法，也就是呢，绵羊可以建立这样子很紧密的再加一个形容词的友谊，而这些事实早就是农夫所知道的。第四题 A. Loyal 忠诚的 B. Initial 一刚开始最初的 C. Brutal 残暴的 D. Critical 批评的，来搭配 friendships 友谊这个字，当然要搭配的是 A 选项 Loyal 忠诚的。后面再提到Rames in these relationships support one another, blank five, they fight. 在这里我们需要一个连接词，连接前后两个句子，提到呢这些公羊呢会互相支持。然后第五题我们就选择 B 选项 whenever, 也就是每当他们打斗的时候绝对是会互相支持的。第五题标准答案配合文意就选择 B 选项 whenever。 第六个空格呢，前面则是提到这些羊呢，因为他们吃的草是比较靠近地面，所以可能会造成某些动物失去他们食物的来源。有了这样的前提，第六个空格写着 In Kenya, this has resulted in a massive blank six of the wild buffalo population. 而这样子则导致了一个巨大的怎么样，这群野牛的总数。在这里的第六题 A 选项 exception 例外， B reduction 减少， C contribution 贡献， D isolation 隔离。正因如此，羊吃的草太靠近地面，而造成了水牛数的总数大规模减少。搭配文意，第六题就选择 B reduction。 第七题的空格句子写着 It seems that sheep are blank seven quite as dumb blank seven quite as harmless as many people think。看完今天文章，你是不是觉得绵羊既不是像我们想的那样的愚笨，也不是那么的无害？所以在英文里面 neither nor 就有既非怎么样也非怎样的意思。所以第七题的标准答案就选择 A neither nor。 B 选项 either or 则是指两者择一。 C both and 既怎么样又怎么样。 D whether or 是否是 A 或者是 B。 而前面的文章呢，绵羊一点也不笨，而且呢它事实上也造成了水牛数的减少，所以它有时候也并不是无害的。所以搭配文意，第七题的标准答案就选择 A neither nor。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
All right, everybody, that brings us to the end of our program for today. Thank you so much for joining us. And hey, keep warm when you wear a wool sweater. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye. Bye.